Hello, Fellowship of Grace Community Church. This is Nathan again with another installment of the Heidelberg Catechism. We're now journeying on from question and answer 27, which we spent three parts on, to now question and answer 28. So 27 was telling us, you know, what God's providence was, and now 28, question and answer 28, is going to tell us of how the knowledge of God's providence and His creation, that He's the Creator, how is that going to help us? What practically, what does that look like? So let's jump right in and look at question and answer 28. Question, how does the knowledge of God's creation and providence help us? Answer, we can be patient when things go against us, thankful when things go well, and for the future, we can have good confidence in our faithful God and Father that nothing in creation will separate us from His love, for all creatures are so completely in God's hand that without His will, they can neither move nor be moved. Wow, what a great answer. Did you notice the verbs there at the beginning? Patient, thankful, and confident. So knowing God as Creator and God as Sustainer, providential God, helps us be more patient, more thankful, and confident. So let's look at the first one of the three there, patient. So patient when things go against us. And so in this fallen world, things are going to go against us. And most of us, of course, have some work to do in this area. But for those who believe that God is our provider in all things, we are to be patient because, as the Catechism says, this is understanding that helps you be more patient when things go against you. Paul tells us in Romans 5, verse 3 through 5, in the King James Version, it says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us." Patience. And James tells us something similar. He says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." You know things are going to be okay because God is in control of them. And that's going to work patience in you. Because, and what I mean by okay is it's God doing it and He's in control of it. And so it's not going to do you any good to get, you know, all bent out of shape about it. What's that going to help? God is, all you can do is pray. All you can do is pray because God is the one controlling this. And the Catechism says we can be patient when things go against us, when sufferings and tribulations come. That in itself produces patience. That produces endurance. The trying of your faith, James says, works patience in you. And the reason you can have patience is you know that God is in control in whatever situation you're in. And what good, like I said, could come of it if you're all tore up and been out of shape about it? Because if you are a believer, you have entrusted your life, your struggles, your fears, you've entrusted those in God, His timing, His purposes, His providence. And in the Bible has plenty of examples from start to finish, from Moses to David to Jesus to Peter, everyone in between. Trust, patience. And so what are your two choices when things go against you, when tribulations and sufferings come? Either you're going to have patience in it or you're going to be murmuring, right? Trust and patience or complaining and grumbling and self-pitying. The correct understanding of God's providence will bring about a quiet, submissive, and patient understanding that God will have His supreme and wise will accomplished. And it might not be lining up with what you think it should be or how it should be, but if you've submitted to Him, it's what He wants. And we, His children, will trust that and be at peace with whatever takes place, because we are to be content in all things, thankful in all things, rejoicing in all things. And in that will produce patience. So now to move on to another great help. We can be patient when things go against us, but we can also be thankful when things go well, the Catechism says. God's providence understood properly will cause thankfulness. And this is, you know, this is basic. Think of blessings. Think of what God gives you every day. And let's name a few here. So you got safety. You got health. You got your spouse, children, parents, friends, a good church, a job, a vehicle, vehicles, a house, clothes to keep you warm, food to nourish your body, books, electricity, natural resources, salvation. And the list just goes on and on. And you, today you were given, if you make it to the end of the day, you were given 86,000 seconds today to breathe, and to breathe in and to breathe out. And during your average lifespan, your heart will beat 2.5 billion times. I mean, it's remarkable that God is in control of that every second, and He gives it to you that every second until He brings you home. And we are to be thankful because of that. You could be thankful to yourself that, you know, your success and your prosperity has come from your hand. You know, you pulled yourself up by your bootstraps, and everybody else should do the same like you did, and everybody would be as good as you if they did like you did. And that's one option. That's the worldly option. Or you'll see that everything has been given by God, and everything you have is unmerited. Everything. And providence, understanding that properly, produces thankfulness. The third thing the Catechism says that providence produces in your life is confidence. Confidence in the future. Here's what the answer said again. And for the future, we can have good confidence in our faithful God and Father that nothing in creation will separate us from His love. For all creatures are so completely in God's hand that without His will, they can neither move nor be moved. So, confidence in the future. The God you have placed your trust in is the same God who is the God of the future. You can face the future with confidence, knowing that whatever happens, that there's nothing in creation that can separate you from His love. For all creatures, everyone, everything is in His hand, and that nobody or nothing can be moved or move without God first willing it. Isn't that great? Doesn't that a boost of confidence in you of knowing that, wow, I can rest in this sovereign God? So what's the purpose of being anxious about tomorrow, about being anxious in the future? And I love these calming words and loving words from Christ. Every time I think about being anxious or worrying about the future in some way, in Jesus' words here in Matthew 6, 25 through 34, always come to mind. I'll read them for you. Therefore I tell you, Jesus speaking, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The providence of God produces in us, a body of believers, God's sheep, His church. It produces in us a confidence for the future. When everything around you looks like the future's only going to get worse, we Christians have in us an understanding of what the providence of God is, and that produces in us a confidence of the future, no matter how bad it looks, can only be for my good. can only be for our good, because everything works for our good and God's glory if you're a Christian. So our culture is based around a self-confidence, an inner confidence in us that we can do whatever we want and however we want to do it, and that the problems outside of us and the solutions inside of us, and it couldn't get further from the truth. Could not get further from the truth. Our culture and its self-confidence preaching has to be fought against with this understanding of the providence of God, that no, our confidence is not in ourself. Our confidence is in our God, which then produces confidence in us for the future. And we need more God confidence, not self confidence. A confidence that God has the future and nothing can separate us from His love. And as Romans in the book of Romans tells us, that nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. But as you well know, this is only for believers. This confidence, this thankfulness, this patience, these three great helps can only be rightly gained to saved people, those that trust in God. This can only apply to God's children, because how can a person who doesn't believe in God submit with humility, a childlike confidence and thankfulness to a God they don't believe in? So this is obviously to Christians only. And so if anybody's listening that's not a Christian, do you know the providence of God? Do you know this type of patience? Do you know this thankfulness? Do you know this confidence? And better question is, do you know this God? And as we've talked about in the past few weeks, you know, to deny this doctrine is to deny God Himself. To remove the providence of God over all things not only will produce in a person an insecurity, an anxiety in a person's life, it will actually show that that person does not believe in God after all. If you do not believe that God is providential over all things, the doctrine of God's providence must be believed. And in that, and from that, you know, may we see these three benefits to not only help us, but they would also help us to, that would increase our worship to our Creator, and that would help us be able to share with others that do not know this providence, that do not know who our God is, and what He's capable of, and what He has done. And so, Grace Community Church, let's share these with others, that believing in God, believing in a providential God, increases our patience, increases our thankfulness, and increases our confidence in a sovereign God. Talk to you later, Grace Church.